I'll start with some points I quoted from a nice book of James Dobson. If you know James Dobson, one of the very good Christian counselors in America. So I took some points under the title of Love Must Be Tough, because the title is a bit strange, but it's so nice. Love Must Be Tough. I'll tell you first of all what that this means, and then we will go with the points of Dobson to clarify the idea. He meant by love must be tough that the romance in the early beginning of any relation usually result in some complications. When the romance is very high, actually it hinders the way to healthy marriage. So you should be a bit tough with your romantic feeling. The guy who wrote the book told the story. He made the story of himself whenever he proposed to his fiancée. Actually, in the first beginning, she was very welcoming the idea. And after some time, he felt like he lost his emotions. So he stepped back. When he stepped back, she was very firm. Okay, I don't mind. Go away, I'll pray for you. This is the end of it. After some time, after a few months, he felt that he made a very bad decision. And he tried to communicate with her again. With the start of the new relation, she was بالعربي بنسميها تقلانة. She was against the relation. She said surprisingly, "Let me think." And with this story, they went very good after, and they had their marriage, and they had children now, and he is a bit old now. So he wants to say that you should limit your feelings, you should put some boundaries on your emotions, even if the start is fine, but don't let your emotions lead us into the relation. You should be tough with your love. That is the toughness with love. Love is, it's not itself or herself is tough, but you should yourself be tough with yourself when you love somebody, at least with, from the start. So he will put like 16 or 17 points, just like messages, quick messages. I think it's important for those who not yet marry. I guess they are very nice and important. The key issue to understand here, how love must be tough, is the importance of respect in romantic affairs. Let me tell you this. Some of those who fell in love with the girl, he is accepted in her home, so he spent like 6-7 hours staying in her home. After some time, the family feels bad toward this. And she might lose some of her emotions with such kind of a flow of love unlimitedly. So respect the boundaries, respect the family, respect the timing, respect the personality, respect the needs. Put limits to your emotions. This will help you to grow faster and make the relation stronger. Second message, I will go faster. How can you love tough? Let me, the third point. Romantic love is one of those rare human happenings that succeeds best when it requires the least effort. I admire this sentence, because we believe that romantic love needs all our effort and all our thinking. No, actually, you should grow in your work, in your service, in your spiritual life, with your friends, everything in your life should be steady and should go the same level and same way. And just add to this kind of love the start of your story with somebody to have the relation after. So romantic love is one of those rare human happenings that succeed best when it requires the least effort. Don't put all your effort in the start, because you may sometimes feel after a while that you are exhausted of the relation, that you put everything in the first few months as if you're getting bored of the relation. So this is serious. Another point, don't let the relationship move too fast in its infancy. Very nice. Take it one step at a time. Don't go too fast. You know, we are seeing this happens usually with the immature young men, like in 18 years old and 15 years old, and this kind of emotional relations. You think that they will catch the moon. They do not sleep, they do not eat, they think all the time in the beloved one, and they live a romantic movie, and after a few months everything went away. So please don't let the relationship move too fast. Just step by step. Don't put all your emotions from the start. Try to control yourself. Remember that respect precedes love. This is very important. Respect precedes love. When you respect the other partner, you can gain love easily. But when you love without respect, usually you cannot gain both, neither love or respect. So when you start with respect, you can gain love and respect. When you start with love, I mean emotions, with minimal respect, you will gain neither of them. Build it stone upon stone. Another message, don't discuss your personal inadequacies and flaws in great detail when the relationship is new. This is a good message for those who are just starting the relationship. Don't confess yourself to the partner. No. I know you are kind people and you are honest, but actually, to be wise enough not to say everything from the start. Get to know your partner step by step and expose yourself step by step. Don't say everything. When you tell all your weaknesses, you may stuck at a time that the guy, the husband, or I mean the one in relation, may say, but you said so, and I know this is your weakness. So as if he puts his finger badly on your wound. So he used the confession you said against you at a time. So it's not easy from the start to tell everything. You know, after some time, when you go deeper in the relation, you can expose more and more. So better to take it step by step. Another point, keep in mind that every dating relationship, dating according to their ideas, but by the way, Dobson against the dating, the American one. He is very Christian, and he means dating the our way of dating, that's to go out just to chat and to communicate, to know each other more. That's only dating in his meaning. Every dating relationship that continue for few months and moving toward marriage will be given the ultimate test. It means that in any relation, romantic one, there should be a minute of the risk of separation. It comes more than one time through the relation. So it's like ultimate test, that you leave each other for some time, that you separated for some time. And this kind of separation is very good actually, and very helpful for the future. not complete separation, I mean, but kind of separation. A breakup will occur. So the rejected individual should know that their future together depends on the skill with which he or she handles that crisis. Actually, the author wrote down that he is very much grateful to his wife because of her attitude. When he stepped back, she was strong enough to show as if she does not care. Although she confessed after that she cried for the whole week, but she was strong enough not to show it, and she went in her life, she succeeded in many things. After a few months, he knelt down to propose again, and he was asking her, and she said, "Let me think." So he considered this very good story, it's his story, but successful one. He or she handled the crisis. Don't be too quick to reveal your desire to get married. This is very important actually. Or that you think you have just found Mr. Wonderful or Miss Marvelous. This is very nice. Actually, in our culture, in our community, many express their feelings very high, as if they found the Mr. Wonderful or Miss Marvelous, and actually when they step back, it's very hurting. So it's better not to say such big words, or just don't say, okay, that soon. Please think thoroughly before confirming the relationship. Don't go too quick to reveal your desire to get married, especially in our culture, the girls, more than the boys this. Relationships are constantly being tested by cautious lovers who like to nibble at the bait before swallowing the hook. It means that there are many cautious lovers. So if you if you run quickly in the relation, you will find the other partner more hesitant, as if he is afraid of this running towards him. He wants to put some boundaries from the start. You know, boundaries or spacing is very healthy. And they have in counseling very nice example of this kind of spacing. They speak about the joint. You know, each two bones move on both sides. But there should be something we call synovial fluid. There is some drops of synovial fluid between these two bones, so they can move easily. If there is no such fluid, they will frick together and they will hurt each other. So the kind of spacing is very essential in any relation, even at marriage. Even after marriage, this space, you know, some wife may say to her husband, "Give me space to breathe." So this kind of spacing is very essential in all levels and in all stages of knowing each other and the relation. Another point, don't call too often on the phone or give the other person an opportunity to get tired of you. Take care of this. Actually, the high lovers never think of this, but don't go on the phone unlimited. This will hurt both of you. So please put limits. This will help you to grow regular and faster and healthier. Guard against selfishness in your love affairs. What does this mean here? Selfishness, I mean, you may enjoy the time with your fiancé or your coming fiancé, but take care if you just enjoy the time with her. It might be kind of selfishness that you do not think, what does she want, what are her needs, what's her duty now, how about her family. So when you think only in what you like, it's kind of selfishness, even if you like to stay most of the time with her. So you do not consider her position and her duties and her needs and her family and other matters. So guard against selfishness in your love affairs. Neither the man or the woman should do all the giving. This is very important. Actually, I was following many of the engagement, and I found out that there are some kind of abuse from one partner to the other. And usually the one who is slower in giving emotions, he is the one who abused the other. You know, when you love more, you will give more. So maybe it comes to be that the one who is taking, abusing this relation. So you have to look carefully on your relation. Is there any kind of abuse? Is there only one who gives, one partner who gives most of the time, all the time? If in our relation, other relation than marriage, we should follow the rule of our God that you give and do not wait to take. But in marital relation, no. This is kind of union, and you cannot unite with anybody unless he is giving himself. So as far as we are aiming at union, unity, you should give and look after taking, but taking in a moderate way. So neither the man or the woman should do all the giving. Another good point of Dobson: do not depend entirely upon one another for the satisfaction of every emotional need. This is very important. Usually, with the romantic relation, they put all their emotions in their relation. They stop loving friends, loving family, loving service, loving prayer, loving reading, loving sports. This is very unhealthy. No, their life should go steady in, as before. So do not depend entirely upon one another for the satisfaction of every emotional need. No, you should be satisfied by other matters of life, other items in your life. Beware of blindness to obvious warning signs. In a bad marriage is far worse than the most lonely instance of singleness. You know, this is very true, that being alone is far better than being with somebody who you fail to love, or who he cannot love you, he cannot respond by loving. This is too heavy on your soul. So don't jump, don't go rapidly into any relation just to get married. No, please don't be blind if you see warning signs, clear signs of disrespect or failure to love. Beginning early in the dating relationship, treat the other person with respect and expect the same in return. This will not add much, but it means that don't go rapidly in exposing everything in any kind of physical touching, because this will affect your relation badly afterwards. If genuine love has escaped you thus far, do not begin believing no one would ever want me. You know, many of our young men and women fail in many relations, either engagement or without engagement. They usually think in a bad way, I guess no one would ever want me. Kind of inferiority or feeling failed. But actually, this kind of thought we should fight strongly, because millions of people are looking for someone to love. The problem is finding one another. If you seek love, others also seek love. You are not the only one who wait to be loved. Everybody needs it, and you can love and be loved. Do not equate human worth with flawless beauty or handsomeness. I know this is clear for all of you because you are mature enough, but this is important to mention. Don't equate human value with just the look of the girl or the picture of the guy. No, this kind of beauty is flawless, and this handsomeness had nothing to do with the real relation after. So don't let love escape you because of the false values of your culture. This applies greatly on our culture, that many look just to the look or to the money or the title or these things. There is nothing about marriage that eliminates the basic need for freedom and respect in romantic interactions. If the other partner begins to feel trapped and withdraws for a time, grant him or her some space and pull back yourself. This is very wise, that if any part of the two felt that he is a bit trapped, prisoned, he is stressed with this kind of love, heavy one, please step back quickly and give him more space so you can communicate what exactly the space needed to enjoy life, not to press life forward. Regardless of how brilliant the love affairs has been, take time to check your assumptions with your partner before committing yourself to. Again, regardless of how brilliant the love affair has been. You know, many started with just love affairs, with just feelings. Please, don't jump to confirmation or to committing yourself. Check everything before saying, I want you or I propose to you. Please, before commitment, check your assumptions. What do you love in your future? How do you imagine your home? What's your goal? What is your relationship with God? What's your mission in life? How about the history with the family? What are the relations with the people around? All the questions we mentioned yesterday, if you remember, this all should be well covered before committing yourself to the partner. Extreme dependency can be deadly to a love affair. It has been said that the person who needs the other person least will normally be in control of the relationship. It's a bad one, but it's a real one. Again, extreme dependency can be deadly to a love affair. I mean, when a girl depends in everything on her fiancé, or I mean her man, this will affect her badly after, because he will lead her the way he likes. He will control everything because she needs him more, or the reverse. So the person who needs the other person least will normally be in control of the relationship. I don't mean that this is very good for him, but this is the truth, that if you do not need your wife more, she needs you more, then you will control the relation. If you need her more, she will control the relation. So it's better not to express your need that frankly, or in everything. You should respect yourself and go step by step to find out if this the guy chosen by God or not. It's still true that men do not respect easy women. This is American, you know. Although they are American, but they believe the same as in our culture. Men never respect the easy woman. Easy woman means those who let themselves in the hands of the man, even physically, with no limits. Both sexes need to remember how to use a very recent ancient word. It's pronounced no. It means, ببساطة, you have to learn when to say no and how to say no in everything, when and how to say no to your partner, to your lover. But it needs some no at a time, in everything, in many things I mean. So although we are trying to teach you all the time, just say hadr, say okay, but at another time you need to say no. Last one, we crave what we cannot attain, but we disrespect what we cannot escape. Means romantic love is like the little flame. It's very tenacious in the beginning, even though it had the potential of becoming a roaring fire. It must be protected and shielded from the wind. Understand the meaning? It starts with like little flame, but take care, it may come to a roaring fire. So keep it in the limits you need. Those who become too aggressive and too desperate might as well be throwing snow on the sparks that remain. It's the quickest way to destroy what could have been a beautiful relationship. It means that love, do not hold it very tightly, you will kill the love. And do not hold love very smoothly, it will fly. So you have to hold your relationship, love, not aggressively, not very tightly, and not loosely. You have to be moderate in keeping the relation and keeping the love.